ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's a smear tactic. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what China calls the letter President Trump wrote to the World Health Organization, saying he's trying to shift blame from his own incompetence handling the coronavirus. Fox's John Decker live in Washington.
President Trump threatening to permanently cut off funding to the WHO and revoke U.S. membership if the group doesn't make changes meant to curb what he's called its pro-China bias. In the letter to the WHO Director General, the president said the organization has shown an alarming lack of independence from Beijing and failed to adequately respond to the coronavirus pandemic. The president has suspended contributions to the WHO in April, pending an internal review of the WHO's response to the pandemic. President Trump has given the WHO 30 days to make what he called major substantive improvements. Dave?
John, a short time ago, the World Health Assembly passed a resolution without any country objecting, calling for an investigation into the origins of the outbreak. The president is now taking a drug he's been touting, hydroxychloroquine.
Okay, what do you have to lose?
I have been taking it
for about a week and a half.
Every day?
At some point, every day.
He says his doctor agreed the benefits of taking it as a coronavirus preventive outweigh the risks, though some studies have shown it's not effective. The FDA earlier warned of dangerous side effects. Trump critics say it shows again he doesn't listen to science. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany just told Fox.
These apoplectic analyses of hydroxychloroquine ignore the fact that tens of millions of people around the world have used this drug for other purposes.
Now, restaurant industry leaders are asking for an easing of loan terms to give them more time to bring back workers, as about two-thirds of them are out of a job now. Some states have lifted restrictions allowing limited dining in, including Ohio.
We had a couple outliers over the weekend in regard to bars that were letting people come much, you know, congregate too much.
Republican Governor Mike DeWine told Fox they'll enforce social distancing and penalize offenders. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Next hour, the Treasury Secretary and the Federal Reserve Chairman will both testify at the Senate about coronavirus relief programs and how they may or may not be working to help an ailing economy. By now, most states have lifted some shutdown orders. Much of California could be opening up even more.
Governor Gavin Newsom says almost all California counties can go at their own pace and look at moving deeper into phase two reopening if they want, meaning in-restaurant dining with restrictions. It does depend on trends, on the number of positive cases and deaths. Still, Newsom was talking about opening up even more of the economy as long as hospitalization and ICU rates continue to decline.
A number of other sectors of our economy will open up again if we hold these trend lines in the next number of weeks. And that includes, for example, getting a haircut.
He said it is possible we will have in-store retail shopping and sporting events without spectators by June. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There has not been an execution in the U.S. during the corona crisis. The last one was March 5th, a pause that may end later today.
The state of Missouri is planning to lethally inject Walter Barton tonight for the 1991 murder of trailer park manager Gladys Cooler. She was sexually assaulted and stabbed more than 50 times. DNA taken from blood on Barton's shirt matched the victim's. He said it got there when he and the woman's granddaughter found her body. Barton's attorney is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene, saying a new forensic expert claims that if Barton were the killer, there would have been a lot more blood on him. Missouri's Governor Mike Parson says he's not seen anything to make him reconsider the execution, which he expects will move forward this evening. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The day after that big rally on Wall Street when the Dow surged up more than 900 points, Stock futures are mixed. They're down about 50 for the Dow, up a couple points for the NASDAQ. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District has announced 25 new cases of COVID-19 in Champaign County. Champaign County now has a reported total of 412 COVID-19 cases. Of those, 188 are active, 217 people have recovered, and 7 people have died from the virus. In Illinois, the state reported 2,294 new COVID-19 infections and 59 additional deaths. The latest numbers push the statewide total of known cases to 96,485, and deaths went up to 4,234. In order to complete a sanitary sewer service repair at 602 West Hill Street, Lands Heating and Cooling will close Hill Street just west of Lynn Street between Prospect Avenue and Lynn Street. That closure begins Wednesday, May 20th. It'll reopen by Friday, May 29th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service, and we're looking at warmer toward the weekend, which kills COVID-19, according to the Harvard study that says over temperature 77, not as easy for this to spread. So if we're at that point, we're going to be 80s on the weekend?
That's right. 68 the high today, rainy, down to 54. Some foggy conditions this morning. Make sure your headlights are on. Up to 67 tomorrow, down to 51. 70 clouds on Thursday, 76 on Friday with the clouds. And then morning rain, but hot. High 81, then take high it. 85.
Let's go.
Over the weekend.
Let's go.
We're currently at 58 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll get right back to all of our discussions, but I first wanted to take a side trip to the veterinarian, Dr. Todd Likens. Are you getting any sleep with the new puppies?
They are keeping us busy, that's for sure. They're doing good.
6 little white goldens, which are really snow angels, which are really English cream, but these are amazing animals. Okay, grooming, you're open, correct?
Wow, yes, we're open. I think I've admitted 8 already today, and there's several more to come.
Okay,
it's unusual for us to book out. We're booked out for a ways.
Okay, so if I want to get my dog groomed, would you go ahead and shave my head while you've got the shears?
Yeah, just like I said, we'll just take our glasses off, you bark once, and we're off.
Exactly.
All right, how do people reach you to get an appointment for dog grooming? That's a $25? That's all you charge?
Yeah, that's for the bath and nails and ears cleaned, and then we start at 45 and up for the haircuts. Yeah, to do that. So, just call us, 355-PET, PetCoVet at Gmail. What else? There's just, anyway, drive by, yell, we'll come out and get you.
So you guys have been plenty busy, and you're trying to keep up. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm blessed. I am so blessed. We've had lines in the parking lot of people trying to get in for the haircut thing. It's just been crazy.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can't imagine what it's going to be like when they open up my haircut.
Yeah, no,
and I will be duking it out.
What does it look like when 330 million need a haircut at the same time? That's That's going to be interesting to watch. Okay, but there's so much devastation going on with business. It's so heartbreaking to hear stories that I'm hearing on the phone when I call friends that are going bankrupt and losing their business, and it's so sad. It is brutal because as small businesses, we don't want the government to pick the winners and losers. That's the toughie. I'm glad you're open. I'm glad you're doing well. Anything else we need to know about our doggies and cats this morning, Todd?
Not really. I'm not seeing anything unusual right now. Just get your flea control going. Ticks are out in force already.
Ooh.
And with the warmer weather, everything else is going to pick up heartworm, everything else. We do have a one-year shot for heartworm, so parasite control.
I hate to do it to you, but tell people how to get hold of you again.
355 Pets, 586 Pets, or PetProVet at Gmail.
Okay, my friend. Hang in there. You're doing great. Thank you.
You guys take care.
All right. That's Dr. Todd Likens of PetPro Madison Kirby in Champaign. Okay, it is in the 8 o'clock hour, ESPN 93.5. Some of you listening in other parts of the country, it is 9:09 Eastern Time where you are. Some of you, Central Time Zone, 8:09. Glad you're listening. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. We appreciate everybody watching on Facebook Live. You get $1 a day in the month of May if you share the live video.
So there's that. The Jets Pizza Stever is going on. Stever is the program we create where I give you money and you go to the business, spend the money, and then keep the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Jets Pizza, till 8:30, you can go to gostever.com. If you don't have a username and password, you can get that set up in a minute or so.
Yeah, just click around, and you can make it so that you're engaged in the deal from Jets Pizza. They're located at Round Barn, Springfield and Madison, Neil and Green near campus, jetspizza.com.
Okay, and then Friday, we're going to open up the phones for graduates.
Yes.
So between 8 and 9, it'll be essentially a COVID-free hour where I'm going to celebrate people that you're able to get out of bed at 8 in the morning to call Stevie J on the radio, and everybody would get at least a $50 gift card to go eat somewhere. And I'll have a list of these wonderful restaurants that we're trying to keep in business who thought it was a two-week shut, and now it's 2 months and maybe until July. It's what it looks like. By definition, Governor Pritzker said, for phase three, that doesn't include restaurants, and then you got to wait 28 more days. That's July. So that's devastating news. Anyway, we're going to try and do that on Friday morning, 8 to 9. If you can get a graduate out of bed and on the phone with me, they'll win. So there's that. And we'll celebrate them and talk to them for a minute or so. Okay. You can always chime in on Facebook Live. We appreciate Donnie and Cliff and Robin and Karen and Mark. Karen's in Ohio. I love Ohio. Tiana, my dear Tiana, Mary Kay, Barbara, Liz, another Barbara, Susan, cousin Susan, great having her listening. Hi, Michael. Hey, Dorothy. Hey, Emily. A lot of people on Facebook Live, and you're welcome to, again, chime in there. We just talked to Senator Chapin Rose, state senator here in Illinois, about some of our frustration being the Blue Island that we are. Everything else around us is opening except Illinois. Apparently, our public health last night said lives over livelihood. I would really like to get into a debate about livelihood and how that leads to death. There was a number floating out there, and it's very difficult to prove if that heart attack was caused by your depression or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that occur when you're anxious enough to not be able to pay for anything, and you're fearing bankruptcy, and you're fearing loss of everything you've worked for, I would argue that's lives. That's lives. The number out there is 37,000 people die with every 1 point of unemployment. 37,000. Now, can you track it to, well, you probably can track it to the suicides. You can certainly track it to extra drug use and alcohol abuse. Certainly the domestic violence calls that are coming in.
Yes.
The excessive drinking that's occurring. That's lives. That's not livelihood. The loss of livelihood is devastation. And that's why I contend that the people making these decisions have no financial or food insecurity. And it's pretty easy when you have no worries about your payments. When you have those fears, life changes. And I represent those fears. I represent small business, apparently. I don't hear anybody else talking about it in this town. To the level that I'm giving my opinion about it. I'm kind of out there. I don't care. I'm just happy to share what I think is a lot of frustration.
Right.
Well, with not considering how vital it is to not have people lose their business and lose their jobs. That's critical in everything you're doing because you can't pay the rent. It's devastating.
Just texting with Julie Bride, who's able to come on at 7:05 tomorrow morning, and saying this could be a heated discussion, business versus health, and she's ready. So.
Okay, well, then that's tomorrow morning?
Yes, 7:05 with Julie Bride the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. I know that they're doing some testing starting today over where the theater used to be located at Marketplace Mall right off Market Street today for those first responders and things like that. They've got a lot of testing over there. I saw that coming up over the weekend. Also, Mayor Deb Frank Finan, Mayor of Champaign, has decided that she has availability tomorrow at 8:05.
And they know that it's not this normal softball Stevie J that he's pretty frustrated
they
right now.
They are saying that they are ready and they know that everybody's tense right now.
Okay, that's good. And we need that. We need that communication and we need that. It's very, very, very difficult for people that aren't on the edge of losing things to understand. I just don't think you can. It's like I can't really understand the boxes that people live in third world countries. Oh, that's too bad. What do you want to watch? You can't really get it until you're kind of in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't really feel what people in small business are feeling. And the prospects of restaurants... And listen, it's not going to hurt a lot of the big stores. They're going to survive. It's the mom and pops that had the business for 40 years. They got every morning at 5 a.m. They did this every day so that they might have a little at the end. And then to be told they can't operate because of something that they're not even believing in. We're getting these numbers, like Dr. Scott Atlas said, that this is for the younger age. It's not showing up. I'm going to ask Julie about that. I will play this clip for her. She probably won't agree and say it's not right. Well, then who's right? Dr. Scott Atlas or Julie Pride? We'll see what she says tomorrow on this. But here's what happened on TV last night. Dr. Scott Atlas, here, now listen carefully to the numbers he's throwing at you, and then you're going, my gosh, we got to get back.
I think we need to make sure the people understand four things. One, the curves were flattened. That's the goal. Nothing to do with the number of cases. Two, we know that the cases are going to go up as we relax social isolation. That's factually true. We're going to have more cases. It's a highly contagious disease. The beauty is almost 99% of people have no serious problem with it. So that's not an issue. The projections should not make us frantic. Number three, there's been a poor job of communicating that the fatality rate is not just lower than we thought, but it's extremely low for everybody, in fact, who's under 60. For under 60 people, it is actually less than or equal to seasonal flu. No matter what people want to say about it, that's factually true from data all over the world, France, the Netherlands, Spain, everywhere. And number four, we've done a very poor job reassuring parents that the risk to their children is extraordinarily low. Despite any of these sensationalistic rare cases, the reality is of the 55,000 deaths recorded by CDC in the U.S., 12 have been in children. That's 0.02%. And meanwhile, 600 is their estimate for seasonal flu, by the way. 600, not 12. And the other thing is that the JAMA Pediatrics article they should look at, it's in my article, 46 hospitals in North America, all the cases, they conclude the risk of a serious disease from seasonal flu is far greater, emphasis on far greater, than COVID-19.
All right, that's Dr. Scott Atlas. You can search and Google him with the Hoover Institute, former Stanford, Dr. Scott Atlas, A-T-L-A-S, and look it up. And then I want Julie Pride to chime in. And Donna says, I like Julie Pride. I don't dislike Julie Pride.
I like Julie Pride, too.
It's fine. I'm just saying this is a critical moment for Champaign County. It's a critical moment for the country. And I need them to understand that there's equal value in livelihood and lives because they both are the same. You die with COVID-19 if you've got pre-existing, and particularly if you're older. And you die when you have devastation in your life. There are numbers out there that back that up. In fact, more die from devastation in your life and poverty than they ever will with COVID-19.
I just worry about Dr. Scott Atlas's comments there that we're, you know, twisting the statistics to be the popular guy because that's what everybody wants to hear right now. It's not so bad.
Is his stats yes or no? Or what he said, absolutely. He did all the work on all the studies in all the countries, and this is what it's showing, that if you're older with pre-existing, you need to stay home. But if you're under 60 and you're healthy, you're going to be fine. You might get COVID-19, but I bet you're going to recover. 99% likelihood. I mean, it looked like, according to the Champaign County numbers, the biggest number is 21 to 30. Nobody's died. Okay, so tomorrow morning, you're going to just have to set your clocks to 7:05 when Julie Pride joins us.
That's right. And then Mayor Deb Frank Finan from the city of Champaign at 8:05.
Okay, that is tomorrow.
If you have some questions right now, you can get them to us, though. Email the ladies.
What were we supposed... Well, just send them to me.
Okay.
We're not going to give them... We're not CNN. We're not going to send Hillary the questions before the debate. We're not doing that.
I told them this is going to be heated.
Well, I'm not looking for a fight. I'm just looking for people to explain... No, I'm not. I'm not doing this to try and rustle up ratings. I'm doing this because this is life and death. This is critical. The people I'm talking on the phone are almost crying to me. They need to talk to the same people and see if it's not life and death. It's unbelievable. It's so bad. You're telling me that I can't carefully open my business, so how do I pay for my kids' food? That's what they need to feel. And I don't think they feel it. Sorry. I just don't think you can unless you've done this. It's devastating. The weight on these business owners is devastating.
Fox Business Minute.
Got to go back. Okay. I'll be back. All right.
Smith McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fewer new homes were going up last month. Housing starts declined 30% in April, and permits for future building dropped about 20%. Walmart's online business jumped 74% in the recent quarter, and sales at stores rose about 10% as Americans stocked up. Kohl's lost money in its recent quarter, though it says it has begun the rebuilding process. Kohl's recently reopened about half its stores in the U.S. Home Depot made more money than a year ago in its recent quarter, though it had expenses for overtime and other payments to employees, and that cut into its earnings. Darden Restaurants, parent company of Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse, says sales declined nearly 48% in its recent quarter, but now nearly half its dining rooms have reopened with restrictions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
As we move forward, what does the future look like for you? At Tapman's Towing, we're taking measures to protect you and your family. If your car has been sitting idle, now's the time to check the overall health and well-being of the battery, the tires, and the entire car. When you schedule a time to take your car to your preferred repair facility, let us help to ensure that your vehicle is ready to go when you're ready to go. Tapman's Towing is here for you now and in the future. Tapman's
Towing. Hey, Betty, you live at Baytown Apartments, right?
Yeah, just off Prospect and Boardwalk Drive in Champaign.
There's a lot of great restaurants and shopping there. Is there a gym nearby?
Who needs it? Baytown has 24/7 fitness center and sauna at the clubhouse.
Wow.
It's great, but the weather being so nice, I've been getting my workout on the jogging pass around the lake.
You have all that at Baytown Apartments?
Yeah, it's the best. Staff does a great job keeping the place beautiful.
Do you think they have any units available?
Actually, they have newly remodeled 1- and 2-bedroom units. You should check them out at Baytown.net. Tell the courtesy staff at the welcome gate and get a tour.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Who hasn't felt protective lately of our families, our communities, our resources? In times like these, we all fight to make sure our people are safe. But at the American Cancer Society, our people, our community, our family is made up of millions of cancer patients and their families. So keeping them safe takes everyone's help. During COVID-19, help us keep vital resources available to cancer patients. Please donate to the American Cancer Society at cancer.org.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5, we are taking all kinds of your comments. We have last call for Jet's Pizza. Many of you want $25. That's what I'm giving away. $25 at Jet's Pizza for free. Have to use it within a week. Have to tell me what you thought of your experience. GoSteever.com. GoSteever.com. So we had Senator Chapin Rose, state senator, on for a half an hour in the last hour talking about how do we open up the state of Illinois, and it looks like we'll be on phase 3 a week from Friday, and that means some offices, some manufacturing. That does not mean restaurants and bars.
That's right. The Joint Committee Administrative Rules, JCAR, is meeting today
and tomorrow, isn't it? Today or tomorrow. I thought it was to vote tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, the 20th.
Yeah,
it's tomorrow.
Opening, right.
And ILGA.gov is the Illinois General Assembly website, and he said you could poke around and send an email on how to block the new emergency rules from the Illinois Department of Public Health. It was the wording we talked about in the email in case you're wanting to express concern about our area businesses.
All right, ILGA.gov. Then you go to
legislative session.
Then you go to JCAR
support, yeah. And then JCAR.
Send them. If they're getting 400 emails an hour, I don't. They're not looking at them,
right?
But they can. They can at least see that. Listen, I'm sorry. I don't think one Democrat across the aisle for they're just not going to cross J.B. Pritzker. How would you like to be primaried against a billionaire?
Well, he had said we have to come together, Democrats and Republicans, yeah, on this to overrule some of the executive orders, and talked about being back in Springfield tomorrow. Wants to really reduce the 28 days to 14 days.
Yeah. It's why we're doing 28 days on the hospital when there's no science that backs that up. He says science and data all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Dave says we're not on a blue island. We're in a blue sinkhole. Now there's that.
And the text send at 359-2255. Hey, Stevie, the reason I listen to you is because you care about people and businesses. You should run for office.
Yeah.
Another person says, ask Julie Pride if we can have a graduation ceremony in the party supply aisle at Walmart. I've actually heard that suggestion and have the graduate's name on the PA since there's a bigger crowd allowed into Walmart. Thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah, right. I mean, again, you got all your big stores open because they're essential, and you got all your mom and pops dying.
Yeah, that was a comment from Donnie today. I've looked around to see who's open and who's closed. Big business with money open for the state. Small business is not enough money for the state to
close. I mean, they're not going to notice you. I'm sorry. You don't matter. Kind of. I mean, that's what's going to change if the mom and pop goes out of business? Nothing, except that it's not fair. And life isn't fair. But I'm just saying, in this case, when it's preventable, all you need are people. You're willing to put up shower curtains every aisle if you need to. You mm-hmm. just need people to come in. And it doesn't mean they're going to come in. They're still not going to feel safe.
Right.
Unless you have a geranium. Then they're good. I mean, it's just like the people out there that are doing well, it's an abundance. And then the people that are doing awful, it's devastation.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. It's either like, you know, plush gardens with a wonderful golf course,
right,
versus a box to live in.
Well, that's what makes it particularly hard to advertise right now, because the people who are busy are too busy, and the people are worried about payroll and losing their business and don't need new clients right now. It's just very tricky.
Didn't find Jay Carr on the ILGA website.
So but there's a click to legislative support.
So if you go to ILGA, then click legislative support, then Jay Carr comes
That's
up?
That's right.
But if you Google ILJCAR, the correct link comes up.
Okay.
ILJCAR, the correct link comes up. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for sharing
thank
that
you, thank
here on
you,
ESPN 93.5.
Okay, that was somebody in North Carolina.
Okay.
Named Nathaniel.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we're going to break for the news and be right back.
Jeff saying if U of I doesn't open, Champaign County won't be blue next year.
Well, listen, we can't even go there. We are presuming everything's good and we'll make it.
Yes.
We can't have that happen. That's going to be devastating for all of us. It won't just affect the people that are already going bankrupt. That'll affect the payment. I mean, Chapin Rose said there wouldn't be funding for Illinois Public Health, Champaign County Public Health. There wouldn't be funding for the U of I people. And then you've got September 1's your second property tax bill. We don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
That's just something we can't do that one. So you can't shut down. Yeah, you got to come back.
Okay.
I mean that's bad. That's a bad one. So we're not going to do that. How about we just agree now? No matter what, we're not doing that. And another thing, we're not shutting down again. We're not. I don't care what kind of spike. Deal with it. Get the tests out. Quarantine them. Whatever you want to do. We're not shutting down again. That's not going to happen. You're going to have to.
Just no idea on March 21st when all this began with our staying at home, shelter in place. We would be here.
Whatever spike, you're just going to have to figure it out because we're not shutting down again, because you're going to have a long debate for history whether this was worth shutting down. It's 36 million jobs. News next. Job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump threatens to withdraw the United States from the World Health Organization over its response to the coronavirus pandemic and what he calls a lack of independence from the Chinese government.
The letter gives the WHO 30 days to commit to making substantive changes, with President Trump stating, "I cannot allow American taxpayer dollars to continue to finance an organization that, in its present state, is so clearly not serving America's interests." China calls the letter slanderous.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, a convicted murderer, is scheduled for execution this evening.
The state of Missouri is planning to lethally inject Walter Barton tonight for the 1991 murder of trailer park manager Gladys Cooler. She was sexually assaulted and stabbed more than 50 times. DNA taken from blood on Barton's shirt matched the victim's. He said it got there when he and the woman's granddaughter found her body.
Fox's Jack Callahan. America's listening to Fox News.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In order to complete a sanitary sewer service repair at 602 West Hill Street, Lands Heating and Cooling will close Hill Street just west of Lynn Street between Prospect Avenue and Lynn Street. That closure begins Wednesday, May 20th. It'll reopen by Friday, May 29th. Through traffic will not be allowed in the area, but access to all properties will be maintained via Prospect Avenue. The Illinois Supreme Court has officially disbarred former Governor Rod Blagojevich. His law license had been suspended since 2011. His law license had been suspended since his 2011 conviction on corruption charges. He's been out of prison for 3 months. He served just under 8 years of his 14-year sentence. The Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission recommended he be banned from ever practicing law again in Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Governor's orders, BMW Champaign is open for business. For the same payment of a domestic, why not buy a BMW? Sporty BMW race cars for under $400 a month, full size, three big rows for the price of a Chevy. But we live in a different world than we did just a few weeks ago. The deals are aggressive but temporary. Factory hasn't built or shipped vehicles in over a month. Inventories are dropping quickly. And if you wait, the BMW Champaign cars will be gone and the deals will be gone forever. You will have missed it. So buy online now at BMWofChampaign.com or simply come see us, because we're open by order of the Governor.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crewnecks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to GameDaySpirit.com/sale today. That's GameDaySpirit.com/sale.
St. Louis has been blessed with a rich historic baseball team.
Swinging a long one in the left field!
29 playoff appearances. 23 pennants. 11 world championships.
The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
Great memories.
Smith corks one in the right down the line.
Great moments.
It may go!
Great games.
So crazy, folks!
Now, get ready for the classic Cardinals Games replay.
Tonight at 6:15, September 20th, 2019. The Cubs and the Cardinals on ESPN 93.5. Yeah, we're replaying the entire Wrigley Field series.
Yeah.
That was where the Cardinals unbelievably swept the Cubs in Chicago?
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I was thinking. Never mind.
No, I was
going to push that on US 105.9.
No, what you do, every game we're playing with the Cubs on US, the Cubs win. Every game we play on the Cardinals radio station, the Cardinals win.
So okay, I got the formula now.
Spoiler alert, Cardinals are going to win tonight.
Okay.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Well, we started out with some visibility concerns. Now it's to a mile and a half at least. But if you are driving around, it wouldn't hurt to have those headlights on. And you always have to make sure they're on because sometimes when they're on automatic, they're not necessarily on. Shower today's chance at 60%, high 68, 54, our low tonight. There's just a 10% chance of showers on Wednesday and Thursday. High 67 on Wednesday, 70 on Thursday, 76 Friday, 80s over the weekend.
Yeah.
And COVID-19 is going down with the warmer conditions,
According to a Harvard study, all it says is it's more difficult for it to spread with warmer weather. That's according to the Harvard study, and who knows if they're right.
So let's just block off the streets in downtown Champaign and have some patio atmosphere going with the 80-degree weather. Okay, back to reality. Temperatures currently at 58 on ESPN 93.5.
Had Senator Chapin Rose on. He's always enjoyable because he doesn't pull any punches. He doesn't hold back, and that's kind of what we want right now. We want people that are ready to fight to get our life back. We're not saying fight without safety. We just want a balance. I just don't get that. I mean, a whole lot of the United States is opening, some quicker than others. Georgia opened probably earlier than anybody, and their cases are going down. Texas is doing fine. They're pretty darn open, too. Ohio's 99% open. They were the first to close.
Rich in Savoy, thanks for texting in to 359-2255. I found the GCA roster. It's bipartisan, but not especially equal. There's 7 Ds, none from quote-unquote downstate.
Oh, what a shock.
And 5 Rs. Chapin said,
I thought it was
super
equal.
Majority needed to pass anything, not expecting much here.
I thought there's only 12 of them and 5 are Republicans. It's got no chance. What's a super majority on 12 people?
Yeah,
8 or 10?
75 Rs. He just found the roster. So
well, that good luck with that. So what happened on Friday is the governor extended his powers, if you missed it. If you stay open against his executive order, you can. Now, they say, it's just a ticket. The ticket can be $5 or $2,500, and they can't arrest you. So if you're going to be a little belligerent, little owner.
Right, when this misdemeanor happens.
We'll go ahead and we'll squash you like an ant.
And there could be some jail time. I mean,
It's in there, but they go, come on, it's a ticket.
Right.
Oh, it is it? Oh, okay. So if you do get belligerent, I will throw your butt in jail? Okay.
Right. The thing is, it's back and forth on who's going to enforce this. Can we, wink, wink, nudge, nudge on this? Because, maybe law enforcement or whoever else isn't passionate about this to do anything, but they'll show up and there could be negotiations.
In Champaign County, what'd Chapin call us? A bubble? Because I don't think that we're going to not enforce in this town, in this county.
Well, then there could be a power play to state police versus, sheriffs or cities.
Listen, the police officers don't want to do this.
Right.
I promise you that. They think this is a bunch of bunk. I'm sorry I speak for you, but I just don't think they're all in on this. Jim says Jay Carr is 6 Dems, 6 Republicans. So I don't know what you saw there.
Okay.
6 and 6, but we're still, and a supermajority is what? What's a 8 or 10? Whatever it is, you're not getting it. I'm sorry. I have zero confidence that one Democrat will go against J.B. Pritzker. He's a billionaire. You'll get primaried. Think about it. Not going to happen.
I mean, think of the constituents that are reaching out. And then people on both sides should be reaching out.
Thank you for responding. But science and data. Sorry.
Okay.
We know that Edgar County is very dangerous this time of year. And Cook County.
Zero cases?
That's zero cases. Okay. Paris, Illinois has had to shut down all their restaurants, golf course, everything. until they allowed 8 on the course at once. Oh, I know, I'm being greedy. I should be pleased the governor opened anything. My bad. But what sense does that make? I mean, Philo hasn't had any cases. They're shut. Philo Tavern can't open. Anyway. Oh, because people will come and make you all sick. Can I play my thing again? Dr. Scott Atlas.
I think we need to make sure the people understand four things. One, the curves were flattened. That's the goal. Nothing to do with the number of cases. Two, we know that the cases are going to go up as we relax social isolation. That's factually true. We're going to have more cases. It's a highly contagious disease. The beauty is almost 99% of people have no serious problem with it. So that's not an issue. The projections should not make us frantic. Number three, there's been a poor job of communicating that the fatality rate is not just lower than we thought, but it's extremely low for everybody, in fact, who's under 60. For under 60 people, it is actually less than or equal to seasonal flu. No matter what people want to say about it, that's factually true from data all over the world, France, the Netherlands, Spain, everywhere. And number four, we've done a very poor job reassuring parents that the risk to their children is extraordinarily low. Despite any of these sensationalistic rare cases, the reality is of the 55,000 deaths recorded by CDC in the U.S., 12 have been in children. That's 0.02%. And meanwhile, 600 is their estimate for seasonal flu, by the way. 600, not 12. And the other thing is that the JAMA Pediatrics article they should look at, it's in my article, 46 hospitals in North America, all the cases, they conclude the risk of a serious disease from seasonal flu is far greater, emphasis on far greater, than COVID-19.
Okay. So that's what I got, which should be reassuring, but it also makes you say, what's the problem? Can't we figure this out? Can't we balance it? I don't care about wearing masks and gloves, whatever you want me to do, but we got to get, I just hate to think what restaurants are thinking when they can't really get it going, and bars, of course. Bars and restaurants shut essentially by definition till about July.
Well, and to see so many people exiting our state and to get the experience that they want in other states.
Well, they're spending their money elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah. All right, 842, you can Facebook Live message me. You can share the Facebook Live show and get $1 a day in the month of May. Plenty of people on the Jets pizza offer will send you an email if you win.
GoSteever.com.
842.
These days, business as usual is anything but. Through Busey Bank's financial relief program, we're offering help to business owners along with individuals and families in this time of need. We're in this together, and we're here to support the vibrant communities we're honored to serve. To learn more, visit Busey.com/financial relief program or contact our team at 1-800-67-BUSEY. Busey, your partner today and for generations to come. Member FDIC.
Mia's Oz wants to recognize the incredible sacrifice that our local first responders and essential workers are providing for us. They're giving away one of their flatbread, salad, or pasta meal kits to families of first responders. One free kit given away for every 5 kits they sell. If you'd like to support your local first responders, check out Mia's Oz's new meal kits on their website, MiaZoz.com. With plenty of delicious options to choose from and delivery and pickup available, you've got no reason not to give Mia's Oz a try. On the corner of Green and Rice Street in Champagne.
It's a beautiful day. You're walking barefoot. You see the bright sunlight. You hear the birds chirping. You feel the wind hit your skin. You take one step. It can't be. Your face grimaces in pain. You and your bare feet step on the largest bull thistle you have ever seen. Why has this single step just messed up your entire day? Don't allow a beautiful day to turn tragic. Give Spring Green a chance to earn your business. Click on spring-green.com or call 359-2111. Spring Green will allow you to enjoy your lawn again.
All right, remember, tell all your friends that tomorrow morning at 7:05, Julie Pride, Champaign County Public Health.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, tomorrow 7:30.
Okay.
Ed and Johnny are quite entertaining.
Yes, they are.
And then 8:05, the mayor of Champaign, Deb Frank Finan. So you want to be in on this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell me what to ask if you have questions. And I'm going to take a deep breath while I do these interviews and just try and get information.
Right. You can always reach out to us on our website, steviejay.com. You can hear the show at any time with the podcast feature.
I just am confused because my goal was to flatten the curve. My goal was to not overwhelm the hospitals. That's what I thought the goal was. And it seems like we're raising the bar on me a little bit. If the governor's five-phase plan includes you can't open until you have a vaccine or a comparable effective therapy, I don't know by definition how you get the U of I open. I just don't. Because at phase four, we're allowed 50 people. Phase five is when we can open up. How do you get there? What if there's no therapy? We're not going to have a vaccine by September. I do think there's a chance of a vaccine by the end of the year. Seems like we're making great progress with that, with the whole world working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But man, we've got to, we've already canceled pretty much everything for the summer.
Well, and when you look at the statistics of death, I mean, I sent you something yesterday, you know, abortions, cancer, cigarette-related, alcohol-related, HIV, suicides. Those are all above COVID-19 on numbers.
Well, in other words, you're saying if you put it in perspective.
Right.
Okay. Well, here's what Andrew Cuomo said, the governor of New York, about older people and death.
Older people, vulnerable people, are going to die from this virus. That is going to happen, despite whatever you do. Because with all our progress as a society, we can't keep everyone alive. Despite what everything you do. And older people are more vulnerable. And that is a fact, and that is not going to change.
That was yesterday, and everybody kind of, how intelligent. What a smart guy. If Donald Trump had said that, the headline on Drudge would be Trump, .. Seniors die. Just die on me. Yeah, just get it over.
Grim Reaper thing.
It would have been a complete. That's an example of how that would have been covered. Andrew Cuomo just, he's just going to die. Have Trump say that and see what the response would have been. It would have been nuts. Okay. Weather in just a second.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission requires specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Okay. Okay, anecdotally, too, there's a lot more cars. I think people are just enough. Here you go with your weather.
All right, we've got a chance for some showers today at 60% with a high 68 expected. 54 our low into the evening tonight. Up to 67, down to 51, the temperature range for Wednesday. On Thursday, we're up to 70 with partly cloudy conditions. 76 on Friday, inside 80 for the weekend with a 40% chance of early showers. Right now, the temperature's at 58 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, 10 till. Just a few more minutes of the program. Jeremy Warner coming up.
I know that Tony had texted in with a message about any truth on the rumor that Pritzker Corporation has financial interest in one of the companies that's trying to come up with a vaccine.
Well, apparently, he was asked about that, and I saw it. Governor was asked about this, and he started laughing. I don't like his laugh. It just, I'm sorry. Maybe it's just the sensitivity of the time. He kind of chuckled and said, you know, as you may or may not know, I put everything in a trust in, when I decided to run for governor. And I haven't been part of any of those decisions for several years now. The problem with his press conference is there's never a follow-up. You're not allowed. All you're allowed to do is to get a question in, and then you go to the next one. Yeah, okay, that's not so hard. I mean, I guess I'm taking great issue with downstate and being treated the same as Chicago. I think that's kind of the rub for me, because we're not. And we could have opened, I mean, my gosh, 20,000 deaths in New York, they're opening. Upstate New York's opening.
Yeah.
Governor Cuomo said New York City's probably going to open in June. Why am I waiting until June? Sorry. Get me wound up again. Try and breathe here, Stevie J. Ken says 150 more days cannot happen, total economic collapse. The 150 is just the powers that would go with the order on Friday. Governor essentially put in there Class A misdemeanor if you dare open against my orders. And they said, oh, it's just a ticket. It's just like a speeding ticket. It's just nothing. Well, the law says it's $2,500 speeding ticket, and you can go to jail.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's, we're not going to use that. Okay, I trust you. Don't get too belligerent on me. I'll come back.
Text in saying when Julie Pride and Deborah Finan are on tomorrow, make sure you have your, you know, big boy pants on, Stevie.
What does that mean?
Leave the softball glove at home.
Oh, I see. No, and listen, again, I've had Julie Pride on many times. I've had Deborah Finan on dozens of times.
And we think they're terrific people.
I like them. I'm just saying that perhaps I'll add some urgency to the other side of the argument. They're careful that I don't get sick. I appreciate that. But what about the suicides and the domestic and the alcohol abuse on the other side when you lose your business? Because that happens. It's serious. This is very important to not just go one side on me. I argue more will die from poverty than would die from COVID. I think that's clear. I'm not saying don't be safe. I'm trying to balance it here, folks. I'm not... All right, I'll have my big boy pants on. And we'll...
journalistic skills coming through after 40 years of broadcasting.
I am just trying to disseminate information. Get a little frustration off my chest, because I get that luxury to get a just rant, which I do. I'm sorry, I do.
Markle's saying you're passionate with your conversations, and I buffer you at times. So, interesting assessment of the show there.
What's
the
buffer?
I don't.
It's just, he's too much. He's just okay. He's just doing that again. I got it. Well, listen, we appreciate all of you greatly. We thank you for listening. I'm thankful to God that I live in America where I can express these things, where I can speak my mind, where I can talk against authority. A lot of places in the world don't allow it. Let's just never let that happen here.
Right.
I couldn't be on in Beijing with my words. I promise you that. I couldn't be railing in Wuhan about how you quieted the whistleblower, because then I'd disappear.
Right.
That's how they handle those things.
Well, Roxanne says it calms her every morning hearing us talk, and it feels like a place where you won't be criticized.
So that's quite interesting that Roxanne thinks that I calm her down. I mean, maybe you need me on like your alarm clock with me screaming.
You're speaking
for
the
calm
people,
you?
Stevie.
No, just like, wah! Oh, he's so calming.
Okay.
He's just like the nature walk I put on YouTube. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, and it's Julie Pride, Champaign County Public Health. That's at 7:05. Wake up early. Make sure you're with me. Deb Frank Fine and Mayor Champaign, 8:05. And I'll look forward to your comments and your suggestions as to what I should ask. And I'll try and hang in there with no heavy breathing and frustration.
That's right.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you a lot. Talk to you in the morning. Jeremy Warner next. Have a great Tuesday.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
PDR is a AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility right here in Central Illinois. They have an esteemed community reputation, a great facility appearance, and amazing customer service. Plus, the staff is trained and qualified, has the most up-to-date equipment working on your vehicle, a wide scope of services, and warranty coverage. Stop into the AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility, PDR Automotive on North Cunningham in Urbana, or call them at 367-9481.
What would you give for a child you loved? To make their wish come true. To help them fight a critical illness. Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align. Because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit MakeAWish at wish.org.
Hi, my name is Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Mettler Center. COVID-19 hasn't stopped pain and injury, and it hasn't stopped physical therapy either. Telehealth can bring physical therapy to you while you stay home and flatten the curve. Our goal is to make the experience simple and stress-free. To help, we are offering the first telehealth session free of charge because we believe it is an essential part of the healthcare system right now. To get started today, visit MettlerCenter.com.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame, and you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, Simply Awesome.
2018 data, including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? 24/7 emergency care. It breaks, they're there, period. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? Professional technicians to take care of your problem right the first time with satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Serving all of Central Illinois. Call Dogtown Heating and Air, 217-841-4728, or visit them online, dogtownheatingandair.com.
Governor's Orders Honda of Champaign is open for business. New Hondas are only $189 a month. A full-size Honda truck and full-size SUVs are thousands less than domestics. And every Honda has Bluetooth, power windows, power locks, and backup camera. So get Hondas for the price of a Chevy. Now, we live in a different world than we did just a few weeks ago. The deals are aggressive, but temporary. The factory hasn't built or shipped vehicles in over a month. Inventories are dropping rapidly, and if you wait, the Honda Champaign cars will be gone, and the deals will be gone forever. You can buy online now at HondaChampaign.com or simply come see us because we're open. by order of the governor.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.